rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention! Attention!
Government
is an emergency. Repeat, an emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dutch Jones radio program. It's Monday, the 10th of December, excuse me, January. I knew I'd mess that one up. 2011. I was trying way too hard to get that one right. Do I have to stop this player now, Larry? He's going to stand over there and stare at me and not tell me. So if I stop that, it'll be okay, right? Okay, good. We're working off one computer today. It just got easier to move. Every time we move the stuff around, we break stuff. In fact, I dropped the soundboard today. Not a good thing to be doing. Let me know how everything sounds. Like I said...
When you say we mean you.
Yeah, when we say we mean you. We're just doing the best we can with the equipment we have. I want to make sure it sounds good. We're using some different cables and some different connectors because I just kind of grabbed everything. It was a last-minute decision to come down here. We had to – Lou, are you okay? He's trying to eat a hamburger with headphones on, and it's really hard for Lou. I should turn the camera on him. What are you seeing on the screen right now, Stace?
It's just –
that's what I wanted. The phone number that is up now. And where did I put it? Oh, 559-346-8362 is the number for today. Thank you, Conj44. Appreciate the feedback on the sound. That is 559-346-8362. I just want to hear from you guys. I want to let you guys use this show to vent over the stupidity that happened on Saturday. Let me tell you how I first found out about it. You guys maybe heard the quick little thing I did on Saturday. I think I did like a 30-minute thing just giving you my view. I was just frustrated and I wanted to get it out. Man, I'm getting a bad buzz. You getting a bad buzz? We don't normally get buzzes.
No.
I mean, I think it's this phone. Yeah, it's this. Well, it's funny. Do all the practice and everything, we don't get any buzzes, and then we go in the air, we get it. But I just want you guys to have an outlet. I've been... Well, first of all, let me tell you how it started. Sitting next to Stacy in our little milk shed that's been converted to a dwelling. And she says, hey, somebody just shot a U.S. congresswoman. I was like, really? I was hoping the next line was going to be a congresswoman that we all hate, but I won't say on the radio. I was like, who was it? She says some name I've never heard of. I still don't even remember her name off the top of my head, and since I don't have the second computer, I don't have my notes in front of me. But I was like, why would somebody shoot this person? So I immediately got on the computer and started looking at all the weirdness and stupidity. At first she was dead, then she wasn't. First there were two shooters. First there were like three dead, then six, then nine. And now I don't know. I think half of Tucson was killed in this thing. They keep changing the numbers on how many people are shot and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, just kick the dog down if he tries to attack you. Don't let the dog punk you for your burger, Lou. Stand up to the dog.
No.
Now look at him. He's going after Stacy's food. Ruger the Wonder Dog's getting aggressive. Put him in a figure four headlock with your legs, Lou. No, don't give him anything.
Cranberry.
No, don't let him have anything from the table. And just immediately, the teabagger comments, I hope that Sarah Palin... So what I did is I waited until his name came out, and then I Googled his name, being a good researcher that I am, and I know that you are. I just started looking at everything that this guy did and realized this guy was at the very least an anarchist, at the very worst... a left-leaning Fabian socialist nut job that is a Manchurian candidate that was manipulated into this. And we'll talk a little more about it. But the true tragedy in this is that little girl that was killed, the 9-year-old girl who was born on 9/11, born under a bad star, man, and murdered by this scumbag. some things. I'm just going to do a free-form observation here, and you guys can call in whenever you want. I got the phone hooked up right next to me. It's ready to go. People were saying that this guy, I've from both sides, I had somebody walk up to me and tell me, well, this guy was a hero because he killed a federal judge and he you know, did all this stuff. And I'm like, you scumbag. Anybody that thinks a terrorist is a hero, when a 9-year-old kid and collateral damage of this level is done, you know, old women and men are shot. And secondly, this was a Democrat meeting. They were Democrats meeting, Blue Dog Democrats. She was doing one of her regular, you know, Congress on your corner kind of things that she does. She had no security, and the people that were there, all they did to react was jump on everyone. Now, she is rumored to have been carrying a weapon because of previous threats against her. What was her name? Somebody give me her name. I don't have my notes in front of me, and I can't remember
Gabriel
her name.
Giffords.
Gabriel Giffords. Thank you, Lou, my memory stick. And immediately came out, it was a white guy, dressed in a hoodie, you know, probably a Tea Partier, but they jumped all over her. I don't think she could even get to her weapon to defend herself. Yeah, Gabby. Gabby had a concealed weapons permit. Probably typical thing that I preach against here. Don't buy a gun and think you're safe. Get training, then buy a gun, then get more training. And I have a feeling, you know, they were saying heroes, heroes, heroes. There were no heroes there that day because people were killed. There were people with some courage that, you know, after they realized he was out of ammo, they jumped on him. Had this been a Republican or right wing, there would have been a lot of cowboys. There would have been a lot of rednecks there. They would have pulled out their guns, and they would have dispatched this guy after maybe the first few rounds. Now, I'm going to come up with a conspiracy theory here. Batfag and I were talking previous to the show on it. I've talked to, bounced it off a couple other people. The judge that was killed, he was shot 6 times, am I right? Mm-hmm. I've read a bunch of stuff that he was shot 6 times, but they keep flip-flopping, right? I don't think she was the target. I don't think Gabby Giffords was the target. I think this federal judge was. Now, I've dug a little bit into him, and he's opposed Obongo on a few things on border security, on search and seizure of property, things like that. We're looking at Pima County. Last week, it was like a perfect precursor. We talked about Dipnick or Dopnick or Droopnick or whatever the sheriff is. He's corrupt. When we were talking about the Shauna Ford case. There's something going on in that little county of Pima down there, and this federal judge was probably involved in it. Now, I'm going with a gut feeling, but it's just weird that the big dude gets 6 rounds, and the potential target gets 1 round of the head, and he doesn't even do a follow-up. The guy has supposedly no training, but in under 30 seconds, he discharges about 19 rounds and wounds 19 people. Kills 6, right? Is that what the numbers are at now?
Six, I believe so.
Oh, Batfag, you just hit it on the head. She is going to be the new Jim Brady in a wheelchair drooling for the cause of doing away with guns. That, you know, that's Rahm Emanuel said, let no crisis, you know, what did he say? Let no crisis be wasted. They're going to jump all over this. If she comes back as a partial vegetable, you know, they're going to wave the bloody head and just say, look, we got to do away with guns. Arizona, let everybody have guns. Look what happened. This guy was crazy. How did he get the gun? There's too much weird with this. Let's look back. Like I said, flow of consciousness. This is not going to be my best show. Yeah, I'm guessing I really, really, really want people to call in. I want your opinions. I want your theories. I want to know what you think is going on here. Because this is just nuts. The guy gets kicked off of his college campus for being a nut and nobody follows up on it. The guy is being accused of being a Nazi, but yet there's no evidence of it. Not that I have any love for Nazis, but, you know. His weirdness on the internet. He made threats and aggravating letters sent to her. Did you know that Gabby Gifford was linked as a friend on his YouTube account? She linked him as a friend on YouTube. They knew who this guy was. They knew he was unstable, but yet he was allowed to get close in this area. Now, members of Congress and senators are not awarded any kind of real Secret Service protection. They're kind of responsible for it. It's like at the responsibility of the local authority, which Dupnik, you know, Dupnik. Could you ever be named better than that? Oh, someone is calling me. I'm going to answer it. You can hear that. It's Radar Love. Can you hear me?
No, I can't, but if you speak louder, I might be able to.
Who are we talking? Is this? Who is this?
What?
Is this Batfag again?
No.
No, I can't tell through the weird headphones who I'm talking to. Everybody sounds the same. It's like a tinny sound. Who is this?
Minuteman.
Oh, hey. You sound completely different. Well, go ahead. The floor is yours. Through these headphones, this phone sounds different. Go ahead.
One thing I wanted to bring up, Mark talked about this morning. One of the things he brought up, which was interesting, that the press hasn't covered, is there were at least three people that returned fire that when that happened, it probably threw him off of whatever his plan was and was able to be tackled to the ground on that. Plus, like he said, and you brought up, they were hoping that with that shot, the congresswoman would have been killed.
Mm-hmm.
Then they could use that as a standard why we have to, and then whatever the legislation is they want to push. With her not being that, the way Mark put it, she'll be the new Mrs. Potato Head.
Yeah, that was
that,
great.
You know, just like with Brady being wheeled in a wheelchair during, you know, some voting session to invoke the sympathy of why we have to, you know, do this or that or whatever it is they're trying to push, that she may very well be used in that type of a context. So, kind of like you brought up, you know, no disaster or, you know, thing going wrong, you know, it always has an advantage that they can push for. Also, like Mark brought up, he said during the lame duck session they would have really been pushing hard for the UN gun ban.
Yeah.
And they tried to attach it to several bills, and then he said it just kind of disappeared. So whenever they, you know, tucked it into a drawer or whatever, this would be a good time and opportunity when they might try to bring that out for a reason to have those evil things taken away. Look what damage it did, because some evil nut job got it. So if we take them all away, we'll all be safe.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I'm glad you brought up the UN gun ban. We got to think globally here. We can't, you know, get just focused on regional and stuff like that.
Well, the main thing is they do not want the peasants to have pitchforks. With what they have planned ahead, they want a docile, subdued peasants. And when you got peasants with pitchforks, it makes it more difficult for the nobles.
It's a lot easier to round them up and enforce your will upon them when they don't have firearms. I couldn't believe I'm watching Fox News and they get this idiot panel of all different people, and I don't even know who the spokesperson was, some liberal female skank. And she's just like, why would anyone have a firearm that could hold that many rounds? Why do we need semi-automatic firearms at all? And why didn't the shop owner at Sportsman's Warehouse, where he bought the Glock, not evaluate him? Like, guy behind a counter is going to be able to tell whether or not somebody's bipolar or hearing voices?
Well, the main thing on something like that, Mark talked to Larry Pratt, I guess, over the weekend, and I guess Mark's going to have Larry Pratt on Wednesday. But what they're missing the point on, unfortunately, some Looney Tunes do get guns and do stupid things,
yeah.
You know, but also Looney Tunes get cars and cause accidents. Looney Tunes do a lot of stuff. Just because they have a gun doesn't mean that they're not doing, you know, don't have a car that they can run someone over. Or look at all the people that buy alcohol.
Well, you know,
use that.
I use the DUI analogy. We had a car crash out here with a DUI that killed 5 people last month. I didn't hear anybody saying, why would anybody give someone a car that'll go 55 miles an hour? Why should anybody be allowed to buy alcohol at a supermarket? That never comes up.
Exactly. And, you know, the main thing about it is, they always point to, and like Mark brought up, they never, about who the shooter is, Bozo, when Bozo shot, they don't bring up his party affiliate, whether he was a Democrat or whatever. If he was a Republican or a Tea Party, that would have been brought up immediately.
Yeah.
But like with Kaczynski, the Unabomber, oh, but we don't talk about the party.
Oh, extreme leftist.
What he did. It's a terrible thing that he did. Terrible. But if we bring up he's a Democrat, then that's not, well, you're focusing off the point. Also,
yeah.
Like Mark brought up, he, you know, some of the books he read, whether it was, you know, Mark Twain, Huck Finn, or whatever.
The Looking Glass. And
right. They wait till the end to say, you know, and
yeah,
like
yeah.
They almost whisper.
They didn't
want
to mention, you know, Communist Manifesto and Mein Kampf.
Right. Because that puts him, he's one of those Nazi people. Nazis. He's a Nazi. I'm sorry, what's Nazi stand for? National Socialist. He was a socialist.
Yeah.
Are there any people around here that are socialists? You know?
Yeah.
But and what I was going to say about the gun stuff, they bring him up as a poster child for why we have to ban stuff like that. And when I say what I'm going to say, I'm a big supporter of GOA rather than the NRA. I think the NRA has sold us out, you know, as far as the Second Amendment on numbers of things. But in the NRA magazine, they have the armed citizen. Right. And in that two-page section, it has all kinds of examples where one person or several people, by being armed, by following their Second Amendment, averted crimes, stopped robberies from happening, stopped carjacks from happening, saved people's lives because they were willing to take a stand against someone that was evil. They never bring up that or any of those stories in there, but just, you know, the one or two nut jobs that do something else stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's typical of tyranny. I compared it in several blogs that I was mentioning on was when Hitler burned the Bundestag, and everybody's yelling at me because I pronounced it wrong. I don't care if I'm pronouncing it right. Their building of government, it was burned down. He blamed it on a Jewish radical. Was able to gain more power in Germany because of that, because of the, you know, he took it to the next level, and he was unstoppable after that point. We saw it with the Oklahoma City building being bombed. They're following in the footsteps of every tyrant that's ever been here.
Well, you brought up Oklahoma, and look at that. Clinton had the the omnibus crime bill.
Yeah,
and like Mark brought up, you know, these bills don't just appear out of nowhere. They've got to go to the Congressional Budget Office. They've got to be printed, all this stuff. So it's a process for it to go through.
They're held in
a room.
So
in other words, someone just had it sitting, you know, in the back corner, and then when the staged event happened. Oh, look, we must pass the omnibus crime bill. This would not have happened if we had this. And if you don't vote for it, like the Patriot Act, then you are a terrorist, or, you know, whatever the rhetoric they go with. So they have, and like Mark brought up, they have legislation hidden in a couple places that now that this event happened, we have to take advantage of it. We must make you safe in your neighborhoods. I mean, if we don't pass this bill, who knows what evil things can happen to you in a grocery store parking lot of all places.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It'll be used to put forth, you know, more of the, as far as they can push it, they'll take advantage of it to, you know, do their agenda.
Well, my advice is, everybody, we know what's coming because we've studied history. The people that listen to this kind of show and the other shows that are even better than me, yes, there are a few, that realize, really, yeah, there's one or two out there that got it going on. We just keep watching stuff. Just get ready. We don't change anything we do, but we cannot let them verbally attack us. I'm telling everybody. I called KMJ yesterday, our local conservative talk radio station in Fresno, and I said, you guys are a joke. You're commercial conservative talk. You're giving into this stuff, because they were like being really scared, and they were saying, well, he's probably a right-wing extremist, and, you know, we can't do this vitriol. And I'm like, you guys are cowards. I said, you need to stand up for this and not let him put this in the lap of the right wing. I said, I don't like the Tea Party. I went on for like – he let me talk for like 5 minutes. I was really surprised. It was Pastor Jim Franklin, who syndicated nationwide, and I actually got in. I'm asking all of you to do that. You know, don't waste your time on the Yahoo comments after a news article. That's ridiculous, unless you like to annoy people. But find places to post your opinion. Call in. Keep the message going and pointing the finger at what they're doing. Let's rip the cover off this as best we can. And if nothing else, use it as a recruiting tool to get other people to go, hey, you know, you're right. This is kind of freaky.
One of the things that Mark brought up towards the end of the show was to buy more of the proper kind of hardware parts and things you need for it, because, in other words, they are going to take advantage of this, and to what point and what it comes to, I don't know. But while you have a chance, buy all the parts and stuff you can and need to, because the writing's on the wall.
It sure is.
I thought what was also interesting, Mark brought up that a lot of people, whether cell phone cameras, say, look, I was with Congresswoman so-and-so, and I was there, you know, that apparently when any of the stuff would come up on YouTube of bystanders people that were there taking pictures of whatever was happening, as soon as those came up on YouTube, they were taken down.
Oh, yeah.
Because like Mark said, there may have been people in the crowd, you know, if it's an MK Ultra type thing, that was a handler to make sure that you know, whatever was planned was done.
Well, let's go there, because remember they said there first was a guy with a suit jacket that was seen with him at a convenience store. Remember the underpants bomber, the guy who walked him through security?
Yeah.
There was a middle-aged guy who helped a young guy who was a little disillusioned, you know, a little retarded, I'm going to say. You know, no offense to my retarded listeners, but they will grab those people and use them. So we were talking in church. This could be, you know, a typical MK Ultra thing. He tried to join the military and was rejected, but yet they kept saying he was an Army vet for the first few hours. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
One of the things Mark also brought up, apparently there's a lady that was in a class with him at school or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently she says he was really a left-wing nut. He was a left and kept going on about that. And apparently every forum, be it YouTube or whatever, that she brought up, you know, he's a liberal left nut, was taken down as, you know, just really rapidly. So, again, they want it to seem like he's a teabagger or, you know, whatever acronyms they attach to it. Other than he's left, he's a communist, he's a socialist, that we don't want to have. So, again, purposely filtering the information that the public gets so that they can shape the public's opinion to then come along, again, with the, you know, planning the problem, creating the problem, and now we'll come up with a good solution that we like, type stuff.
Well, it's the modern day witch hunt. They need to prop somebody up. It's like that scene in The Holy Grail where they dress the person up as a witch and then bring him to the town wise guy, and you know they have to figure out if they should burn her. That's exactly what they're doing. I mean, did you see the picture they just put out today? He looks like a skinhead now. They showed him looking like a roughed up skinhead. He had a cut over one of his eyes. Here's my prediction: he's going to get shot or die in custody. They're going to Lee Harvey Oswald him. Did you see his middle name is Lee, by the way? They're going to Lee Harvey Oswald this guy. That's my prediction, before he even gets to trial.
But see, that can't happen with you. You're not a terrorist because you're Dutch Jones. You don't have a middle name, so you couldn't be one of the bad guys.
I need to come up with a middle name, Dutch Reginald Jones or something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Dutch Lee Jones. I'll be Dutch Lee Jones. Yeah, or Lee Harvey or something, yeah. But, yeah, I really was in the military, so I don't want to take any chances and ruin that, so I'm not going to try anything. Remember, my job is to provoke with hate and vitriolic speech to get you guys to go do something stupid. That's what I'm doing here.
Oh, yeah, I can feel the sound waves coming over the computer. I can feel the vibrations.
Yes. You know, it's funny. If there was ever going to be a Manchurian candidate from Arizona, I thought it was going to be McCain. I never would have thought some retard, you know, a military reject guy would be it. I thought it was going to be McCain pulling a gun and shooting somebody at the RNC.
McCain smash!
And he just goes nuts because he gets shown the Queen of Hearts. Okay, well, thank you for calling in, and we're going to open the lineup. I'm encouraging others to call. I want to hear your opinions. Thanks, Minuteman.
You bet. Take care.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
You too. God bless. Let me make sure I turn that off right. Good. Yeah, I hope you guys call in. The phone number's up. And I want to get stuff. People are posting stuff in there now. Scotty38 posted that Carolyn McCarthy already has a gun control bill. Yeah, they do. You're right. They all got it. He posted a link there to it. I can't see it with my eyes, but it looks like it's on Politico.com. I got to go in next week for better. Oh, I'm getting another phone call coming in here. Let me see. Hello, Lane. You are on the air. Are you in Arizona today, Lane?
Hi. Yeah. I wanted to say something about what's happening down here. I talked to Shauna Ford on Saturday, and she said, oh, my God, this is horrible. Could they please not do this 2 days before my trial?
I mentioned that when I was on the air yesterday. I was like, this has got to be a great distraction for Dupnik.
Oh, yeah, and he's spinning it as if conservatives and talk show hosts and everybody, people like that, Tea Partiers, are responsible for
the mecca for hate. Arizona.
Yeah, a mecca for hate and bigotry. So we issued a press release, like Shauna asked us to, and it's on the website, and we really give it to Sheriff Dupnik with both barrels. We say, Sheriff Dupnik, acting as a one-man vigilante, attacks American constitutional guarantees and Americans. Dupnik targets Minutemen, patriots, talk radio, conservatives, and anyone Dupnik brands is emotionally or mentally unbalanced. And we call for his resignation because he's violated his oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution.
Talk about meddling in a case. The highest elected law official in the county commenting on an active case as to the motives, possible conspiracy charges. He's not supposed to do that. It just shows what an idiot he is, how poor of a law enforcement officer he is. It's ridiculous for him to have. I couldn't believe it. I was listening to it live on the radio. We were in the car. I just wanted to punch the windshield out what he was saying.
Well, he's a politically, he's an elected official. He's 74 years old. Maybe he could just quietly retire. I really hope he doesn't run for office again.
Yeah, yeah.
And we said right there in the press release, this his behavior, his hate speak, is consistent and continues to assure Ford will not get a fair trial in Pima County.
How can she possibly get a fair trial down there now after all of this? When the entire judiciary down there lost one of their own, and they're bitter and angry over all right-wing people.
Well, and the judge who is her judge in the case, John Leonardo, consistently rules in favor of La Raza people.
Yeah.
He consistently rules for La Raza, for illegal aliens. He has a history of this in Arizona. This isn't his first rodeo.
Well, it's funny, they couldn't have picked a better county to do this in with corrupt police officers. I mean, right now, people should be saying, where was the sheriff's department? They had a dignitary, a federal dignitary, a judge, all these people, where was the security? But yet nobody wants to bring that up. I tell you what, I worked with Mary Bono here on her election campaign after Sonny Bono died. I did video for him. They had sheriff's deputies everywhere she went once she began to run. And that was Riverside County. And if a podunk place like Riverside County can do it, what's up with Pima County?
Well, I guess just liberals figure, well, you know, it's not going to be a problem. And I did hear, I don't know if this is confirmed or not, the only person who was armed there was Gabrielle Giffords herself.
That's what I've heard, too. And I just have this horrible...
And so I guess this guy just got the drop on her. It is terrible that should happen, but you know what kind of irks me is, you know, politicians are not special.
No.
People who work for them are not special. Judges are not special. They are not any more special than any of us ordinary citizens. And you don't see massive memorials. Congress doesn't stop meeting when an average American citizen gets killed. That's my point of view. My life is just as important as the life of any police officer, any judge, or any politician. And if I died or I were shot in public, there wouldn't be such a big outcry.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening here is that the power elite feel threatened. What's happening.
Look at how many Border Patrol agents and civilians have been killed on the border in Arizona and California and New Mexico, Texas. And you don't see any outcry for that. And you're right. You know, the rancher that was killed and ambushed, it's gotten to the point where they're demagogues. And it's a great point.
It's unfortunate that, you know, that people are shot in somewhat random acts of violence by psychos. It's unfortunate that the fact of the matter is this happens every day. And every time some nut with a gun goes out and kills somebody, I just go, oh, no, here come the gun banners again. I really wish there was some way we could keep the nuts with the guns from doing things like this.
Well, a well-armed society would be a polite society. You don't see this kind of
thing.
They always go, look at Japan, look at England. Yeah, look at Switzerland, where everybody has a full automatic weapon in their house and carries pistols, and it's mandatory that they shoot every 3 months. You don't see that kind of thing going on there.
Well, isn't that funny? Well, not funny, but not ha-ha funny, but odd.
Yeah, I understand.
In a way that in a state, Arizona, which is extremely gun-friendly, that in Tucson, that no one there appeared to have a gun except the gunman. And you know why? Because they were all a bunch of liberals.
Yeah, I made that point. I said they were all Democrats. Had this been a Republican or a right-wing or a border issue thing, there would have been cowboys and rednecks there, and they'd have pulled them out. I've seen it happen before in the news in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, where this kind of thing happens. The citizen responds. But because they were all good little Democrats and Fabian socialists, they didn't bring anything out to defend themselves.
Yeah, but at least there were some real men and women there. Two guys tackled the gunman, and some lady grabbed his magazine that he was pulling out of his pocket. She was an elderly lady in her 60s or 70s. I say right on, you know, at least men were men and women were women, and they did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
They didn't stand there like passive victims.
Yeah, like they're training us to do. Don't resist the attackers. Don't resist the aggressor. Well, you know, this guy was either going to do it at his college, that's what I think, or he found the opportunity. I don't care if okay, let's look at the psychological part of it. If there wasn't a conspiracy, if he wasn't after the judge or after Gabby, let's say he just wanted a high-ranking celebrity that he could be noted for, because that's kind of what he was looking for. And I don't care if they'd have brought in some, you know, child actor to open a mall. He probably would have been there thinking, now's my chance. You know, the whole taxi cab, taxi driver kind of attitude. Just got to get somebody.
Yeah, and you look at his mugshot. The guy is smiling, and he looks like a complete jerk. It's like, oh, I finally got my 15 minutes of fame. Yay.
And nobody wants to be a somebody, so he kills a bigger somebody. And he doesn't care who gets in the way.
I don't know. I guess you can't. We'll never be able to understand the thinking of people like that because it's completely illogical and completely deranged.
Yeah, they're broken. They're broken, and that's it.
Exactly.
And the question is, was he exploited by somebody? Was he programmed by somebody? And again, we'll never know. I mean, we don't know. We just know the earmarks of a patsy, and some things do stink, and we've got to ask the questions.
Well, I hope if this does anything, it pushes the judge into granting a change of venue for Shauna, because now that this has happened, and Dupnik's coming out against conservatives, against anybody who has a different opinion than him, I hope this pushes the judge over the edge and he does grant a change of venue.
Well, let's show a conspiratorial attitude towards anyone that's right-wing down there. I mean, he's already proven. I mean, he's pretty much ruined and, you know, any credibility that he had. And at least critical thinking people will see that. Hopefully others will see it too.
Well, that's why we put on the website 10 reasons why Shauna Ford can't get a fair trial in Pima County.
Okay. Well, Lane, thanks for calling in. I was going to hope you were listening would call in and give us an update from that area and give a little bit of insight and how it, you know, where the rubber meets the road. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been great, Dutch. Thank you.
Good. Feel free to call anytime.
Okay.
Let me see if I can hang this up. End call. Makes a beep. Okay. I don't know who the next caller wants to be, but we're going to keep talking here. We're going to let's see who this is. Hello, who do we have now?
It's your bat bag.
Hey, bat faggot. thanks for calling
in. Bat faggoty here.
Bat faggoty, it's your chance to rant. I'm going to just let you go. I hope you enjoyed your chicken pot pie and let her rip, brother.
Yeah, it was all right. You know, the scalloped potatoes are a little better, actually. But anyways, yeah, I don't know where to begin. You know, it's like, yeah, the gun grabber's going to be all over this, like white on rice. You know, you know, the judge, there's certainly something kind of weird there. It doesn't seem to be very heavily reported either. You know, so it's probably something going on there. And, if she was able to actually pull out a pistol and, you know, fire back at this guy, you know, a lot of these libs and their gun stuff would all just go up in smoke and crumble down.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been...
Well, if she'd have been a responsible firearm owner instead of a hypocritical political gun owner, you know, she probably just went out, her husband probably picked it out for her, took her to the range, let her poke some holes in a piece of paper, and it was a pacifier. It made her feel good. Unless something comes out that she went to, you know, Thunder Ranch or something down there in Arizona, I that's my opinion right now. She was your typical liberal gun owner.
Yeah, if she pulled out some kind of a compact 45, you know, and started cranking them out on this guy, you know,
shooting
NRA
and scooting.
Would have been all over this, you know?
Yeah, shooting and scooting. If she'd have sidestepped and just dropped the guy and then finished him off with one to the head, we'd all be cheering her and supporting her.
That's what you teach us.
Yeah, that's what I teach all the women and kids up here.
Oh, don't you mean shoot to stop at center mass?
Yeah, shoot to stop, and then if it's still a threat, then you shoot him down to the ground. Two to the body, one to the head. Two to the body, one to the head.
Right.
Yeah, unless you think they're a suicide bomber, then you shoot them at a greater distance in the hips to break their ability to walk towards you. It's called the Mozambique.
Yeah, so I was reading the, like I was talking to you earlier, I was reading the Yahoo thing, you know, it's just pretty darn disgusting, you know, what the prevailing opinion is on Yahoo of the guys that are posting out there. It's like, we are just truly sunk as a nation, man. It's like, if you can't read those articles and just see the tone of what's going on something like this, you know, we are just in deep, deep trouble here.
The other side has prepared their sheep well to attack us at the proper moment. I mean, and it wasn't just like the same handful of people. It was a ton of people coming after me.
Yep. And they're going to be more than happy to go pull the FEMA van up, go slam the door shut when you climb up the ramp, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They're useful idiots or hard.
They're doing everybody a good service.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to keep their useful idiots oiled and primed and ready for action, and they're the talking points. You could see the patterns in the talking points. I kept having to look to see if it was the same people just cutting and pasting, but it wasn't. There was slightly differences in the verbiage, so I know that there were talking points handed down to these people.
Well, what do you think, too, about the whoever gets there first wins? You know, it's kind of like that, you know, you're kind of in a controlled debate, you know, think workplace situations, you know, and the supervision's like, well, don't be defensive now. Then you're like, what do you mean? See, now you're doing it again.
Yeah.
You know, they get there first, and they call the guy a teabagger and all this other kind of stuff, right wing, blah, 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 just all the drivel that you saw on the Yahoo.
Yeah.
And, you know, bang, that becomes the accepted opinion. You know, it's just like, Rush Limbaugh, Sarah Palin, Glenn Beck, any of the, you know, the neocons that are out there. You know, they're equated with hate. You know, I listen to these guys, you know, fairly regularly, and they're not talking about hating anybody, you know, but that's the, to the liberal mindset, that's exactly what they're all about. They're the ones that are encouraging people to blow crap up and to kill people and to do all this kind of stuff. You know,
I can't tell you.
To me, they've kind of won it, you know.
I saw a bunch of stuff saying, I saw a bunch of people post up, I hope they kill Sarah Palin now. I hope
right.
Sarah Palin is nervous. I reported him to Yahoo, and I never got anything back. I'm like, this guy's threatening a former governor.
I got a thing back this afternoon.
Oh, I haven't gotten any yet.
They actually sent something back saying thank you, you know, for being a good little corporate snitch.
Yeah.
You know, for me to go turn somebody in like that.
It takes a lot,
it's
I know.
Like, that is just bull. That is just bull, you know, like that. People, you say something, and then they can smear you and call you all kinds of names.
Well, it's so blatant.
You're not
when
talking anything like that.
When there are, it's just such a blatant hypocrisy when they say, oh, you know, this is a clear-cut case of right-wing hate. I hope somebody kills some right-wing people right now to make up for this. You know, I'm just like, what? And I didn't even really want to get into this, but the stupid, idiotic discussion that during the campaign Sarah Palin put crosshairs on those districts and they're going nuts for that. And then I found
what
a list
does that mean, you know?
Yeah, I found a list
that,
of about
ambiguous.
20 things where Obongo was saying, you bring a knife to the fight, we're gonna bring a gun. You know, this
right.
is war, people, we're gonna take this out. Latino voters, punish the people who have that have been against you all these years. He has been speaking just as much, if not more, warlike terms against the right.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing, sit in the back of the room or sit in the back of the bus, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's just, you know, it's terrible. You know, you know, the conclusion is we're cooked, doomed, and screwed all in the same
same
stroke here.
It's a nice mile marker, isn't it, to show us just how far they have gained even in the last decade. You know, let's just take it from the Mora building in Oklahoma City. That was the beginning of their very strategic plan to destroy our rights. When they blew up that building, blamed it on an MKUltra guy, an ex-military guy, who probably wasn't even executed, had the Patriot Act sitting on the shelf, had gun control laws sitting on the shelf, and that didn't work, so they just kept moving. They tried with the World Trade Centers with a truck bomb. It failed in 92. It didn't work, so I'm not one of these people who think Bush remote controlled the planes in, but I do know about blowback, and I do know about the CIA, the Mossad, and all those guys. They kept trying until they got it right, and then they got the Patriot Act through, and then Patriot Act 2, and they're just going to keep going. They're going to keep going, folks.
Yeah, you know, this stuff just has to be governments doing it, because, like, some angry guy that's just got that's just sick of the crap, you know, they're just not able to do this kind of stuff. You know, at best, they could go into a crowd and start plinking people, you know, like that.
Yeah, how did he get headshots and center of mass shots off on so many people?
Yeah, so what do you think about the people in the, you know, I saw in the chat room, like somebody saying that people in the crowd had some guns, you know, so who were these guys and what mm-hmm. Did they shoot, you know, I don't know. I didn't say anything about that because I guess I'll discuss it with reading the story. It's like enough already. You gotta
walk away. Yeah, you gotta walk away and go stare at the birds in the back of the house or something, because it's just the insanity that's coming out of the media, out of our politicians, the fact that it's just, you see the railroad cranking up, the railroading job.
Yeah, it's just more than mind control, too. You know, it's just mm-hmm. like with the 9/11 thing. You know, they got that goober that was like, you know, well, clearly the airplanes crashed with a jet fuel, and the burning jet fuel melted the steel, and the building pancaked on itself. Yeah. You know, they just played that over and over. You know, just to go program people. And it's like, yeah, clearly that's what happened.
Well, and let's look at the build up to this. We had a federal advisor to Bush and Reagan, a biological weapons expert from the Pentagon, show up in a dump in New Jersey, I think it was. We had three bombs. We had three bombs, one to Napolitano, go off in their mailrooms. It's like they were trying so many different things, and they're like, wow, maybe this isn't working. People aren't going, you know.
Yeah.
So they had to do something, and there's going to be more. Watch, and then they're going to say, "Oh, it's copycat." But no, it'll be more. It'll be more violent. Maybe not. I shouldn't say more violent. More violence, but maybe not as violent as this one. But there's going to be some copycats, and they're going to use this to go after some right wing groups. They already picked out one right wing group, like American Renaissance or something. I went and looked it up. They weren't really that bad. I didn't like their white supremacy stuff so much. But they're going to use this. They're not going to let this go.
Yeah, you know, because like the current target seems to be like, if it's a white supremacist thing, then definitely, you know, because it's always the whole white guilt thing going on and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, you know, because they're instantly equated with Nazism, fascism, all this other kind of stuff, you know, just throw a little sprinkle of hate in just for good lingo.
Well, look at
you
the
know,
pattern.
So those
they,
guys are an easy target.
Look at the
you
pattern.
Know, so
they,
if you're one of these guys in the Klan or something, you're listening to this show, you know, you really got to reconsider what you're lined up with, because you're going to be like the Atari, you know, that they're going to come over and scoop you up.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be one of the easier targets.
This is going to be ammo for them. They're going to persuade people. It's like if you watch how they did Timothy McVeigh, that prior to that, the militia movement was stronger than it had ever been in history. The militia movement was cranking along. It was doing great, and they were scared. Clinton was petrified. The butcher, the lesbian at the not Napolitano.
Janet Reno,
the butch.
Yeah.
They had to do something. They had. And so they did that. I mean, it's just they had to cover up for what they did at Waco. They had to cover up for what they did at Ruby Ridge. So they had to bigger body count. They had to cover up what they did to Gordon Call. What they did, you know, and then later Cooper came later, but they have to do a bigger, badder event to erase the memories of the things they did. And they had to associate him with the militia.
And you keep it coming in rapid succession, you know, because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, it's just the accepted norm. You know, it's like, oh, here we go. Yeah, that's another one. You know, 9 months? Okay, yeah, it's about due. You know, no big whoop here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and they're also pushing for fairness doctrines and communications. They want to shut up right-wing radio. I'm not a big fan of right-wing radio. I don't consider myself a right-wing radio host. I am a Christian radio host, militant Christian. But they have a right. Rush Limbaugh has a right to say what he's saying. I hate most of the stuff out there on Fox and things just because I don't think it goes far enough, and some of it is corporately watered down. But this is how they're going to do it. They're going to, and rather than attack their values, they're just going to say, "Well, look what it leads to in somebody else: guilt by association."
Right, that's a good point too, because you know, anybody that really does understand this conservative, you know, this false paradigm left-right, you know, mm-hmm. controlled argument kind of thing. You watch Fox and you realize they're not really on your side. They're not really fair and balanced. You know,
no.
they're also controlled too. And but try and talk about that with people that are. You know, they're fans of Fox, and it's like, oh no, they're conservative, they're the good guys, you know, and you know, but then they'll marginalize the 9/11 guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, these guys are nut jobs.
Well,
you know?
It's the falsehood of the either or argument. You're either left or you're either right. No, there are far more options.
Right.
You know, there's truth.
Right. So therefore, if you're conservative, you're for Bush. You know, so if you're for Bush, then you're for all this other
garbage
too, like
did.
The wars and this other corporatist stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you know you really got to be wise and discerning to be able to start. You know, picking this stuff apart, because these guys are—it's really on, you know.
So the message today is don't let them use this to marginalize you. Have your arguments ready when you're around the water cooler if you're brave enough to argue it. If you got relatives that are idiots and you feel like confronting them, have your arguments ready. Ask them the questions. Make them answer questions. Don't let them have you on the defensive. Just be saying, well, what about this? What about that? Why, you know, you don't think that this is weird?
Yeah, why was this guy, you know, the Communist Manifesto, for crying out loud, you know? You know, that's not a Tea Party alignment, you know? Yeah. You know, that alone should just be able to dispel most of this stuff, but people don't see it. You know, they either see it because they're blind to it and they're willfully blind, or they're just, you know, they just really lost their wisdom and they don't see it. And most people will not wake up out of that either.
Yeah, hopefully, I'm hoping we can skim a couple. I always get my end game is always like, but if they're lying to you on this, don't you think it's possible they're lying to you on everything else or on some of the things? And you get them to be intellectually honest, and those are the people you want, the ones that are capable of being intellectually honest. And that's what I'm reaching out to here. So, well, Batfag, thanks.
I've never won one over, though.
Yeah.
I've never been able to win one over like that. You
know? Oh, really?
The gospel's an easier sell than some of this stuff.
Well, I try to mix them both.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. You know, it's like clearly there's a creator responsible for all this, don't you think?
Yeah, I always try to mix them. I've had a few victories, you know, with the help, you know, it's God doing it, not me, but we've had a few people go, oh, you know what, I'm working right now with an old pastor of mine, the guy who baptized me, that I'm trying to, his eyes are open and he's coming up to visit, and hopefully we can give him some good information, and hopefully he's listening today. Well, Batfag, do you got anything else to say?
That'd be cool. No, that's it, man. Otherwise, I'll just keep digressing, running on and on, and there'd never be any fun for somebody else, so I got to clear out and do some other stuff and listen in the background. Thank you so much. God bless.
Will do.
That's the new world order.
Yes.
All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye. Okay, see if I turn that off right. Yes, there we go. Okay, next caller, whoever wants to come in, go ahead and dial in now, and we will let you rant on the air. We're not going to do any commercials. I haven't done any new commercials lately. I was going to start Saturday cutting new commercials and doing new promos, and then this thing happened, so I've just been trying to stay on top of it, reading the stuff, trying to, you know, just tear into the garbage that's coming out there, and maybe it's a waste of my time, but it just seems like I've got to fight it. I just feel like it's something we're called to fight. Like, we have to constantly not be giving up ground, but taking ground. What we do here is about dominion. It's about conquest. It's about going forth, sallying forth for the Lord, because that's what it's really about. They are the purveyors of evil. We are the defenders of all things that are chaste and good and spiritually in line with our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to keep doing that. I look at this as a holy war. I really do. I can't stress that enough. I cannot stress that enough. This is not political for me. This is not a political talk show. We read about politics. We discuss politics because even Jesus Christ was political. He went forth to the leading fathers in Jerusalem and offended them and confronted them. So we do have a duty to do that, but primarily it's about serving our Lord and making sure that truth gets out. It is a holy war. Mary just put in the chat room that it was a holy war. We don't even have any commercials or anything, do we, Lou? But now I got another call. I won't take a break. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Dutch, this is Warland.
Oh, Warland, let her rip. The floor is yours.
Oh, okay. Well, about this Arizona shooting, you know, I think everybody knew something like this was going to be coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, the lone nut job with a gun, taking down two political figures. This judge, I guess, that got shot too. This judge was like in the eminent domain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Anyway. Yeah, it's crazy. It's totally crazy.
Well, what surprises me is that they're not really digging into the politics of the judge that much. He's kind of like a secondary loss. That tells me there's something there.
Yeah, the primary target seems to be the. The senator, or what was it, congresswoman, right?
Right.
Anyway, Gabriel Gifford.
Yeah, Gabby Gifford.
Gabby Gifford. Anyway, yeah, Mark Corky was talking about that this morning in debt.
I figured I'm not really adding anything to it. I just wanted to offer the opportunity for the listeners to just share what their views are. I was hoping maybe I'd get some conspiracy theories that I hadn't even thought about.
Well, this could be basically the scumminess playing up on each other.
Yeah, it could be some primary moves in the game of chess. They could be paying back some debts, you know, some things back and forth.
But the fact that it's coming up now, you know, during right when Obama's going to try the gun ban,
mm-hmm.
you know, it stinks. Anyway.
Okay. Well, just keep your eye on the horizon and keep preparing for your own show. I want you to do some of that straw man stuff.
Oh yeah.
Stuff that I can't
cover. I'm going to hit that subject real hard.
Yeah, get yourself a headset and a microphone, and we'll walk you through it over the phone, and even you know, get online with you. It's real easy to do a show.
All right.
Okay. Good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
Thank you, Dutch.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
See if I can turn this off. I like that little beep sound. I feel all Star Trek-y and official when it goes beep and it hangs up. This new cell phone's working out great. I hated it. I hated the cell phone last year when I got it back in December. But the cell phone's really working out, and it's really good that we got it, and the sound quality is much better than the regular phone. We'll still go back and forth with the old phone number when we're up there, but this means wherever we are, we can always take calls and not have to break phones open and hack into them. You guys have been doing really great. The donations are coming in. We're getting there. We're not even halfway there, but people have donated and it's really helping. We got a $10, $20 donation today.
A 30 today.
We got 30 today. All right, excellent.
Yeah, we still need about $100.
Yeah, we still need about 100 more to cover everything, and then the extra goes into the thing. So you guys are doing great. Bring your friends and family to the show. Let other people know what we're doing here. Let other people be part of this experience. Bring them to the Holy Cause of Liberty. Share with them. Send them to the websites. Stacy, can you get that link to like the 1995 Fourth of July celebration at the Church of Cahuilla and put it in there? Remember, I put it on Facebook and it showed where our pastor and everybody was out dressed as like Revolutionary War people at our church. We are really recruiting for the church. On Sunday, our pastor announced that he just can't do it anymore. We're not going to have any more conferences. The training's going to be just, you know, what we can do and what we can afford, because we just don't have the input. All these people are coming around, taking advantage of the training and everything, but they don't help set up. They don't commit. They don't tithe to the church. They don't even want to come to the church regularly. They come once a month or once every 3 months. Now, those people that are living over 100 miles away and listening, I understand that. But we need families. We need young folks. Now, we gained a younger family from, was it Washington or Oregon that they came from?
Washington.
They're going to be coming regularly. Parents and two young men in their 20s. So that's going to be a huge boost for it. But we just need bodies for our Christian Covenant community. We have homes open that are available. You've got to come and check them out. You got to, you know, don't just move here. Don't show up with a U-Haul. I say that every time, but I know somebody's going to do it and they're going to get mad at me. But you've got to contact our pastor, and he's here on Thursday nights for Practical Christianity with Pastor Warren Mark Campbell. And you can go to our website. You can find his email there at dutchjones.info. And we're just looking for people. If you've got your own RV, you're retired, and you want to show up, I'll hook you up by my house. But it's what? Yeah. We really, really need to get together and start coalescing the vapors. They're giving us the signs. They're getting ready to drop the hammer on us. If you don't see that, I need to knock you in the head. Things are starting to happen faster and faster and faster. Started with Hutari, started with stuff last year. These signs are there, and I'm not talking about spiritual signs. I'm talking about political things going on around us. Crime, the economy, all this stuff. People like you and me, we need to be together. Now, if you're far away and you can't, I'm not going to berate you. If you're already in a good place, I'm not going to berate you. But if you're all alone in a city somewhere and you don't have a lot of ties, you need to be checking us out or somebody else in your area that is like-minded. When they come for us, we do not want to be alone. those people that are alone are just going to be ticked off one at a time. They're going to get you guys first as they prepare for those of us that are a little more prepared. Today I was looking at some great stuff on the King Mountain Battle during the Revolutionary War, when a Commander Ferguson of some British troops would threaten some folks down, I think it was down in the Carolinas. It's hilarious. He said he was, unless they surrendered their town, he was going to hang their leaders and burn their town down. Well, the local militia, they were all Scotsmen mostly, Scottish descendants that came over and settled within the last 30 or 40 years. They were like, yeah, really? You're going to do that? So Ferguson was on the other side of the mountain on Mount King, where he had garrisoned his troops, kind of bivouacked his troops, rather. Well, the Scotsmen put together about 1,000-man militia, grabbed their axes, grabbed their rifles, not their brown besses, went over and just laid waste to Ferguson. Ferguson made the comment that God himself will have to couldn't even remove me from this mountain. Well, he was killed in that battle and buried where he was shot. So he spoke the truth, and not long after that, the Revolutionary War was won by the Patriots, by the Colonials. It just goes to show you that we can do great things if we stick together. If 1,000 of us go up against 1,000 of them, okay, fine. But 1,000 of us can go up against 40,000 of them and still win if we're in the right and we're on the side of the Lord. Do not live in fear. Do not let these media reports say, oh, next year's, you know, we're talking about it. I'm trying not to feed into it. They're going to have gun control laws. They're going to do this. Okay, we knew that was coming. Everyone listening to the sound of my voice that is wiser than a six-year-old knew that this day would someday come when they would start doing this, when they would burn the Bundestag, when they would do their Night of the Long Knives. That's the next thing. They follow patterns. We've got to stick together. We've got to coalesce. We've got to congeal like a big old stinky scab and get together to defend the body of Christ and the holy cause of liberty. Lou, you need to be over here getting ready. It's time for the break. When we come back after the break, we're going to be on Liberty Tree Radio. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. In fact, I thought about just running this last hour because it was great that you guys called. So if you haven't called, please call in the next hour. We're going to continue talking about this. I have some historical things to share with you if you don't want to continue talking about the shooting. Just go ahead and start playing it, and I'll bring it up. You ready? Let's see. You got something there. He's picking a very specific song. What are you going to play? Go ahead. Go ahead, pick a song, Lou. It's too late now. Oh, you're running behind schedule. We're behind, Lou. Oh, man. What were you doing? Sleeping over there? You should have the song already picked. Man, he's clicking like a little madman here. Bad file management, Lou. Just pick a song.
I did.
Now play it. This is sad, Lou. Had like an hour to get it ready, and he's back there. He's laying on the bed here in the hotel room. Okay, we'll be back after the break on Liberty Tree Radio.
It's become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stateless and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers stand in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Day. We must take
Protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
I have to laugh because I want to cry. It is the Dutch Jones radio program. We are coming to you from a remote location. I used a crayon to put the phone number up on you broadcast, but the phone number for today, only for today, while we're on the road, ooh, somebody just put something big in there, is 559-346-8362. That's 559-346-8362. And we're taking calls on a little bit of everything today. The first hour, we were just getting together and trying to heal the schism that has been placed between the left and the right and allowing the maniacs that listen to this radio show to get on and purge themselves of hate and vitriol and talk about the bizarre theories of why this happened and how we can better ourselves by admitting that those of us on the right just didn't get enough love as a child. Actually, I opened the phones and let people say whatever they wanted because that's what radio should be about. It shouldn't be about neutering ourselves and being afraid to offend anyone because some maniac with a gun might go shoot somebody. And it doesn't. I'm not disregarding the fact that he may be an MK Ultra type or a Manchurian candidate. Don't get me wrong. But Occam's razor, usually the thing right in front of you, the first thing you come to, the most obvious is what it is. And this guy was a fruitcake. He had left leanings, not right leanings. And you heard all of it. A couple of my callers said that Mr. Kornke on the Liberty Tree Radio Intelligence Report covered it quite well, so that's why I'm not too prone to cover it again and flog a dead horse here if he's already covered it with excellent insight. Do I sound like a sycophant yet? But if you do want to call in and you want to talk about it, if you want to call in and I miss some weird theory that because the one I'm coming up with, I think the judge was the actual target. I think she was just, you know, it's kind of like in the movie Shooter, made it look like it was the president, and they actually hit Mugambo, the Archbishop of Swaziland or whatever it was. Things, you know, are not always what they seem, even though sometimes they usually are, mostly. You know, here, there's my big cop-out right there. But we pretty much discussed all those kinds of things. I'm watching Fox News. They're showing the memorials and the people walking by and all the little Virgin Mary candles because it's a big Latino community and they loved her, so they got all those up. And I'm telling you guys, not that you would do this because I'm not worthy of it, but if I ever get killed by an FBI agent or run over by an old fat lady in a rickshaw, do not erect a memorial to me using candles and teddy bears and your thoughts. Let me die, let me be dead. Maybe say a prayer for me that night with your kids, you know, but do not put a memorial to me. I'm telling... Ooh, someone's calling in. Let's see. Who do we have, and what do you want to gab about?
Hey, Dutch, it's Ed.
Hey, Ed, the floor is yours.
Got a little bit of an echo there. No, it's something I brought up in the last couple of hours, and if you want, I can post a link to you so you can watch this yourself. Okay. A majority of it is potluck talking. Then they get into the sheriff of Pima County.
Yep.
And it's kind of interesting, the verbiage, well, not just the verbiage, but the words used, okay? If you're not going to make a comment to the press, what's typically the thing you say?
No comment.
No comment. Yeah, exactly. Heck, I know that. How much has that been conditioned into us through watching the boob tube?
Right, exactly.
No matter who it is. I mean, you can't go any place. It's like, if you're not going to make a comment to the press, what's the thing that you always hear somebody say? No comment.
Yeah.
The Pima County Sheriff, though, after discussing doing the press release, then when the press continued to ask him questions...
Yeah, I love that.
...said, I'm going to exercise my Fifth Amendment right. What's the Fifth Amendment about, guys?
That's when I was going to punch the windshield in the car I was riding in. Yeah. When they played that on the radio up here, I was like... And then he never answered the questions directly. He says, well, are you saying that this person was the product of right-wing vitriol?
Well, I'm just saying he was a damaged individual, and in my weird little world, it's possible. He wouldn't even answer the question.
Well, okay, but the Fifth Amendment, what is... That's used in court, guys, for incriminating yourself.
Yeah, not in a public venue answering questions.
It wasn't no comment. It's, I'm going to exercise my Fifth Amendment right. My question there would be, okay, so what? Was the shooter responsible for everybody that was injured?
Mm-hmm.
Or was the initial report that came out that there was a firefight between him and... Was that true? And some of your officers actually weren't paying attention to their backstops.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they made a comment in the potluck interview, this thing about people, you know, reading too much into verbiage, but I got news. That is totally alien for somebody to say if they're talking to the press and they don't want to make a comment. The most common thing anybody would pick up and say is no comment.
Yeah, we're not allowed to comment on investigations currently underway.
But I'm going to exercise my Fifth Amendment right.
Which means he's afraid of something or he's been told something and he thought that was the best way to respond. That's a nice catch there. I didn't think about that. He wasn't before Congress. He wasn't before a judge. So there was no need to do that.
He wasn't even in the courthouse. He was talking to the press.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't no comment, but... I'm going to exercise my Fifth Amendment right.
I would say it goes to his mental abilities. I mean, I've been following Dupnik for a while just because of the border issues, and he's not the brightest bulb there. He said some pretty stupid things in the past, too.
Well, it's not something, you know, I wouldn't expect anybody to make that mistake who's in law enforcement and it has to deal with that job on a regular basis. I mean... I know for a fact that where he is, he's had to deal with the press before, and when he wants to say no comment, he says no comment.
Yeah.
It's Pima County, guys. That's right down there on the border. That's the place where all this activity with the illegals has been. And I can show you, point to you, interview after interview where this guy has said no comment,
right.
No comment, no comment. And then all of a sudden, he pulls this out of his arse. I'm exercising my Fifth Amendment right.
Yeah.
Not to talk.
Yeah, yeah. To not self-incriminate. Well, what are you hiding that you might self-incriminate? What facts are you not discussing with us that you think would cause you to do that? Yeah, it is bizarre. It's an excellent catch.
Just a little food for thought there, and I thought I'd get you going in that direction because I've been pointing that out to everybody.
No, that's
today.
A great one.
It's
one I didn't catch,
to say the least.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's just like everything else with this. It's just stinky. I mean, there's just. It doesn't make sense. Like you said, the first reports were she was dead, and there was a shootout. There was a second guy, and I know in the fog of these things that happens. But it was amazing how NPR like had her eulogy ready to go like 10 seconds into it.
Uh-huh.
They were completely.
And how even? Well, I thought that was cute too. With the AP, even though nobody knew who this guy was,
mm-hmm.
and the supposedly law enforcement didn't release his name. Where did they get the name from?
Yeah, yeah. Before law enforcement
announced that this was their suspect, AP was already out there putting it out.
Yeah.
Anybody remember that?
Well, there's just so much of this. It just reeks of how they've done it before. It's like they didn't throw out the manual on how they've done all these other things. They said, well, it worked before. Let's do it again. I'm still waiting for some angry citizen to walk up and shoot him when he's appearing in court. You know, they'll Jack Ruby him or something.
Uh-huh. Or tried to do with Timothy McVeigh, march him out in the orange pumpkin suit.
Right, yeah, great big target. Here you go, everybody, here's your chance.
And then when they got to the car, the agents would be, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excuse my language.
That's okay, there's a lot of...
I know I'm on the radio.
Sure.
I know better than that.
We live in a passionate time, it's okay. Oh, shoot. But yeah, it's nothing in this makes sense to me. As soon as I started reading his websites before they took him down, I was like, this guy is just like the Mel Gibson character in Conspiracy Theory.
Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah, Manchurian Candidate's another great one, you know, with Frank Sinatra, and it's like MK Ultra stuff, you know, Men Who Stare at Goats, it's all there.
Especially when you look at the stuff on his page, wanting to be the mind controller, not the one being controlled.
Yeah,
that like implies that there was
somebody controlling him. Yes, in fact. And talking about language and how if you can configure out grammar and language, you can control the minds of people, but yet he had terrible grammar. He was as bad as I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like that was maybe one of the processes that they used because they will use different things to break a human being. They posed that he was a veteran, but yet he didn't even make it through the MEP station down there in Arizona, the entrance and processing station. And he was able to go buy a firearm, but why didn't he make it into the military? Why hasn't that been released? They keep saying, oh, under the Privacy Act, we're not going to say why he wasn't allowed to join the
Army. Well, that's the other thing. They haven't said if the weapon was his.
No, they didn't. In fact, the picture...
And they still, other than one blip I saw about his parents, being loners like he was, we got another report that's saying that he's from a Jewish family.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. Yeah, that would be funny, because at first they're
trying
to say he was
an anti-Semite. Now, I'm not going to confirm that, but that would be interesting to look into, because the congresswoman was on the board of the ADL.
Yes. Well, they said there was a rabbi by her side through all the medical stuff that she's been doing, too. But they didn't know she was a practicing Jew, but she was raised as a Jew. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And of course, the Southern Poverty Law Center has been all over on this one, too.
The comment that I was talking about when I first
Potok,
heard it was after an article, after a interview with Potluck. And I'm like, listening to the interview with Potluck, Potluck was basically ranting like a lunatic like he always does anyway.
Yeah. Just loving
and
the
then
spotlight.
To hear that comment after the fact, I think they kind of did that on purpose because after hearing Potluck go off, most people are just going to go glance over that like, oh, that was nothing. But it's like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah. Well, and then
and it took me about a half hour to digest it to realize what I heard.
Well, did you see the pictures today of the shrine that was in his backyard with a human with a fake skull on it, pictures and like little herbal offerings?
This kid was into the occult and into gothic into a gothic community.
Sure.
They say they know that well, and people that know him say that he was into the occult.
Yeah. He had
does that surprise anybody?
Yeah, and I remember they said right-wing Christian first came out, but I read where he wrote in his own words, I do not trust God. They gave me a Bible at MEPS, and I rejected it. And he didn't have any of the things that they claim that he is. He has a lot of things they don't want to bring up, just like someone said earlier in my last hour when they called up. They're going, oh, yeah, he has copies of books, like, they're naming all the books, and they go,
Didn't even say that he had copies of books. That was a website claiming his favorite books. And again, you can't even confirm right now that that was actually his.
Well, that's true. Who put up that YouTube site that I
and
went
who put
to
up the YouTube site, who put up the Facebook site. And none of them existed till a year ago.
Exactly.
And a year ago is not that long ago, guys.
No.
We're talking weeks.
And the other thing I said, that now they're bringing up that he was kicked out of his community college for mental issues, that he would stand up and make outrageous statements and laugh at inappropriate times when people read poems about abortion and stuff. It's almost like they were building a case over the last year. Where did he come from? Where was he before that? Where did he work? We need to know these things to see what contact he had and who had control over
what
him.
What psychotropic drugs that he was on that pushed him over the edge like most of these shooters.
Now, this is the first time I have seen a active shooter not in the first 24 hours say, oh, yes, he was being treated with Prozac and he had Wellbutrin. They haven't even mentioned it that I've heard.
Yeah, well, excuse me, but a case of mental issues, he was released from college. Odds are he was seeing a shrink and they had him on
somebody
some kind
somewhere,
of medication.
Somebody had to, and when he went, I still think when he went to the military, that's when they identified him and said, hey, this guy's nuts, maybe we can use him. Because they give you those MMI tests when you go to enter the military, the ASVAB mm-hmm. test and those kind of things to see if you're stable. And they probably went, hey, this guy's got a certain flexibility, maybe we can exploit. I'm just talking out of my rear end, of course, but that's how they do things. They identify potential pliable minds. And it all stinks. And, I don't have the answers, but I darn well want to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, the whole way that the sheriff responded draws into a whole lot of questions about, like, who really shot the 9-year-old girl.
Yeah.
The judge himself, the judge that was shot square between the eyes. Mm-hmm. According to the reports, the kid went after the governor first, according to the witnesses that are on the ground, if you can believe what the mainstream media says.
What they're releasing.
Is the kid the one that shot the judge, or was it somebody else?
Yeah, was it an officer, possibly? You know, you're bringing that up. That's a good point. It could have been another person.
Because
you know, there was probably a second shooter on the grassy knoll.
Uh-huh, because she's alive. In fact, it was a headshot, but it was a lousy headshot. But
the
judge got it square between the eyes and is deader than a doornail.
Supposedly with the same ammo. Interesting.
Well, I'm sorry. How fast does it take to do ballistics, Dutch?
Yeah, and then nothing's come out. And
how can you know it was the same ammo yet?
Well, what I'm saying is if it was one shooter, you would assume, you know, they're claiming that it was one shooter, fired 19 rounds, hit all those people, it was only him, nobody else, and we're supposed to swallow that. But what's funny is on his MySpace page, he had a picture of his pistol on there before they took it down. It was not a Glock. It was like an H&K or something.
But who uses Glocks?
Yeah, government. Government agencies. They have tons of them laying around.
Police officers.
Yeah.
Standard issue.
Yep.
Sidearm.
Yep.
Well,
yeah, and they can get they can get a weapon anywhere they want.
So that way, if you find out that it was a 9mm from a Glock that shot these people, hey, it fits the story that they already released.
Yeah.
You know, even though it wasn't a Glock that he had.
Yeah. It just and let's look at the training. I've had hours and hours and hours of pistol training. What? One person going into a crowd like that and being able to get off that many shots and take out that many people is, and I hate to say this, pretty impressive. We get drive-by shootings all the time in Fresno. I get to look at them. I get to study them. It's beyond the average that somebody would do this much damage, one person, before somebody able to get to him, as close as he supposedly was. You know, we're almost looking at a Rosie Grier, Kennedy scenario.
Well, considering he got that close, the other question is, okay, she's a Congress critter.
Yeah.
They have elements of the Secret Service assigned to them. Where were her bodyguards to jump in front of her?
I said that in the first hour. A political hack who was getting threats, had the window of her office shot out, had contact with this individual supposedly. She was friends with him on the YouTube page, had received letters, emails from him that were disturbing. He lived 5 minutes from the location. I can tell you something, and here's an experience I had. I got in trouble as a teenager for throwing an egg at a political candidate. When the president came to Colorado, I had to go to the police station. And I lived 60 miles from where he was. They know where every nut is. Anybody that sent a disturbing email or made a comment or something, they know where they are if they're doing their job. So they said he was 5 minutes from that location. They somebody should have contacted him.
You can't tell me that he was. It's like if the security was there, boy, did they fumble the ball.
Oh.
And if you can believe that, these guys are professionals. Okay,
yeah.
I don't think that was a fumble.
No. It's just there's too much about it. You know,
I know people who are in security who do that job who will sit there and tell you it's like no, you don't leave the package. You see that the package, you cover the package no matter what, and the package being the person that they're trying to shoot, your VIP, very important person.
Yeah, well, look at this, and I've had VIP training too. It was a civilian that jumped on her after she was shot. You're right. I think it was that Mexican dude that was being highlighted in the press. I don't remember his name. It was a civilian that jumped on her and started to deal with the bleeding.
Where were her bodyguards?
Yeah. And why did civilians...
Where were the Secret Service agents assigned to her?
And why was it civilians rendering first aid with tablecloths and banners and stuff? There was nothing in the area. Because when I've done stuff, I used to just do people in Hollywood lesser stars. Somebody had a trauma bag. Somebody had this. Somebody had that. Somebody knew the quickest route to the hospital. If one of our people got shot, we wouldn't depend on some, a guy standing by to grab a tablecloth.
Well, it's also like George in Texas asked, where were the Gestapo in their riot gear like they are for every
every
Tea Party rally, every pro-gun rally?
Why weren't there guys on the roofs?
Where were they?
Yeah, where were the security on the roofs of that Safeway? There should have been, yeah, you know, it's...
Or like we said, were they there and the actual first report about shots being fired between the two are true, and most of these kills that they're talking about weren't made by the kid, but were actually made by the agents that were on scene?
Yeah, well, sadly...
That sounds more... Let me ask you, Dutch, what sounds like a more likely case in an area that is full of security like that? Because you said it yourself, Arkham's Razor. Is it likely that the kid got out more than two shots before the agents did their job?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Simple.
Even moderately trained security would have dropped. Would have at least grabbed the weapon.
Yeah. Simplest, like you said, the most obvious, right out front.
Yeah.
He should have been stopped. He might have gotten one or two shots off before the bodyguards, before the police officers, before all the security that was there got him out. And you said it. They say it themselves. They knew this kid was a problem. They knew he was close.
Mm-hmm. It stinks, it stinks, it stinks. And did you hear what I was talking about? I don't even know if she was the target. I'm still wondering what was up with the judge.
The judge supposedly was involved with something that was going to be coming out against Barack Obama.
Yeah, eminent domain issues. I saw somebody sent me some of the paperwork.
But on top of that, this judge is also the one who awarded the illegals the rancher's home in Arizona.
Yes, yes. And like $333,000 and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I saw that. People have been sending me that stuff, and I've been reading it, and it just gets weirder and weirder.
Now, as far as that goes, if that's the case, if this judge did this to more than one family, maybe even, you know, I don't know his history. For all we know, the kid had a personal grudge against him, and that was the intended target. But they're going to play up the governor because she's a high-profile ticket.
Yeah. But what a great way to cover it up. You shoot somebody a little less important by injuring somebody more important.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it a little easier to hide it. It's I guess the one thing we... Go ahead.
BS going around, he only did it for the fame that he's going to get. I'm sorry, fame ain't any good if you aren't around to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, if he's a complete nut whack job, like they want us to believe, you know, and he was pushed to the edge by right-wing media... It's like he could have done it anywhere. He could have gone to his campus that kicked him out. Why did he wait for these people to be there? You know, and what was it about that moment? Who did he speak to the days before? What was up with that cab driver? Like I was about to say, the one thing that we do know for sure is that we're never going to find out.
If he wasn't in college and he wasn't in the military, and he's got the way he looks is like a total 180 from all the other photos that you see of him previously.
Yes.
He's not the long hair hippie dude anymore when he did the shooting, is he?
He's processed, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where was my concern would be, where was he in the last year and a half?
Yeah. Just like...
Just the last year, because that's when that stuff started showing up on YouTube and on Facebook.
As they build the case.
Where was he for that period of time?
Yeah. And as many of the weird forums that I frequent, I don't think I've ever run across the guy. And I do this all day long. I go to all the forums. I read what people are posting. I look for trends, what's interesting, maybe intel. And I've never heard of this guy. And I got a lot of nuts.
I can't tell you if I've heard of him or know him or not, because I don't pay attention to names.
Yeah. You know, but
if somebody wants to be my friend on Facebook, I say, hey, okay, you can get the newsletter. It's not like I'm doing anything that's illegal.
Sure.
You know, I just put the information out there that I have at hand.
I noticed the weirdness. I would have remembered his weirdness. I've got three or four radio stalkers that love me, and they keep sending me stuff similar to what he's doing. And I'm just like, okay, that's great, thank you. And, you know, and I keep, you know, I just kind of keep him at an arm's length, don't give him my cell phone number, that kind of stuff. But I have never seen this guy, never heard of this guy, never...
Well, I think you would remember somebody who's, you know, an anarchist, doesn't believe in God, is into devil worship and all that stuff, especially with what you do, Dutch.
Yeah, you know, I would be like, you know, hey, man, you need some help. Let me send you a Bible. Let me find you a church. I would have remembered them, and I just never ran across them. Like, you know, I think they were saying it was American Renaissance. Is that who they were saying they were trying to hang this on? It was some right-wing, you know, group, some supposedly, you know, as Potluck said, anti-Semitic group that was out there, and they're trying to hang it on him. They're really reaching. They've got... to not let this go to waste. They've got to at least take somebody else down.
That's the cute thing, is like, I really want to find out about this kid's genealogy, because if that's the case, you can shoot whatever Potluck says out the window.
Oh, wouldn't it be great if we could throw this right up in his face and go, hey, the guy's actually, you know, a European Jew of descent, and you know, he's donated all this money to the ADL. But I think if
but I thought what was cute is Potluck didn't actually point his finger too much at patriots inside the U.S. He was pointing at people overseas this time.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Did you catch that?
No, I didn't get that part of it.
The Brits. Oh yeah, he named a couple of British broadcasters.
Oh, okay. That's probably why I didn't recognize the names. But yeah, he. Yeah, anytime he comes on, I know it's just going to be, you know, they're just going to pile on the bull, anybody from those guys. So, but yeah, I think that this is just a good indicator.
I think he named one U.S. broadcaster, Ike something.
I don't know who that would have
been. That was it. And then everybody else that he named were all from overseas.
Yeah. Yeah, when I got to look at this guy's Facebook page before they took it down, I was looking at who his friends were, and it was people, they were just generic people. They were like people he went to college with and stuff, people he went to concerts with. There was nothing remarkable political about him. And then, like you said, the one girl that said that, you know, he was a left-winger and things like that, there was other people saying, no, he wasn't political at all. He didn't even really care. He was just more into pot smoking than anything.
That's what I'm saying. It's like all of a sudden it came out of left field in this last year.
Yeah, I'd like to see the date that he applied to go into the military. It could have been the trigger. You know, it's just my theory that they identified him and went, hey, let's use him.
Anyway, Dutch, I figured I'd just put that out there sheriff. That's what I called in for.
Anytime you want to call in, I appreciate your input. It's always good to hear your
still,
voice.
But still, yeah, that's just interesting, guys. That's one to save and keep an eye on is the sheriff there in Pima County. He's exercising his Fifth Amendment right. He's not doing no comment.
I'm glad you brought that in because I didn't catch that when I listened. I was too busy yelling at the radio. I probably skipped that part.
All right, I'm going to let you go. Continue on with the show.
Okay, thanks for calling in. It's Ed there from up in Michigan. Ed, I call everybody Michigan, like Michigan Mary, Michigan Mike, Michigan Ed. I go by region, except for Batfag. I don't say like Massachusetts Batfag. I just say Batfag. So that was nice. That's a good point there. Why would some sheriff, you know, if you're still listening, Lane, you got to be laughing at that one. I invoke my Fifth Amendment rights because I'm about to put my foot firmly in my mouth, and I don't want to go to jail after this. You know, and it's only going to get worse. Let's see for the next thing that happens. What's going to happen next? Who's going to pull the trigger next? Lou, why don't we play some music so I can take a slight little break here? Well, we're going to take a break, and you guys can call in after the break. I'll give the phone number out again for those listening on Liberty Tree Radio. Remember, if you go to dutchjones.info and click on store on the new website there, you can still buy stuff from us. You can still make donations. Donations are picking up. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And we just we got an electric bill that needs to be paid. I think it's like $63 this month. I think Lou's been using the microwave too much in the studio. What are you doing in the microwave? Just Hot Pockets?
We don't have any Hot Pockets.
We don't have. Where, you used all? You ate all the Hot Pockets
we
already?
Haven't bought any.
They were supposed to last you until 2012 when the world comes to an end, Lou. Anyway, we'll be back after the break. Keep listening and feel free to call in after. Go ahead, play the music, Lou.
It is playing.
Oh, you got to turn this pot up.
On the main, shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Beneath it oft we've conquered and will conquer oft again. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Our Dixie forever, she's never at a loss. Down with the eagle and up with the cross. We will rally around, the bonnie flag will rally once again. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Our gallant boys have marched to the rolling of the drums. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. And the leaders in charge cry out, come boys, come. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Our Dixie forever, she's never at a loss. Down with the eagle and up with the cross. We will rally around, the bonnie flag will rally once again. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom.
They have laid down their lives on the bloody battlefield. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Their motto is resistance to the tyrants, never yield. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Our Dixie forever, she's never at a loss. Down with the eagle and up with the cross. We will rally round, the bonnie flag will rally once again. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom.
Hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me! It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points, bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for...
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
And we're back for the final half hour of our Heal the Nation tour. No, I wasn't crying. I feel like crying because I just can't take all the hate and discontent that's being heaved on us by the right-wing media and instigating this poor, retarded, shaved-head lad into shooting, you know, 57 people with one magazine full of 15 rounds. And just the terrible, terrible... Oh, the horror. Oh, the pain. Let's heal. Let's all sing Kumbaya, people. Let's all deny everybody their First Amendment rights because the day it's playing more music. What happened there? Let's take that down. It kept going. Wow, what's going on here, Lou? That's really
liberals,
weird.
The
left wing liberals have taken over my radio or my player here.
Yeah, they're trying to ban it.
Ban it. Banner it.
What are you doing,
Lou?
Try and ban it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, getting the song ready there. Folks, it's your chance to call in. I want to get your theories. I learned something from Ed. I didn't even know about the Sheriff Dupnik of Pima County invoking his Fifth Amendment rights to private reporters and not in a court of law. Yeah, Dupnik. You couldn't have named him better in a bad sitcom. It sounds like a cop that would be on The Simpsons or something. Officer Dupnik.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's probably going to sue us now because you said that, Stace, if it went out. Area code 559-346-8362. 559-346-8362. It is an AT&T phone. So if you're calling, I guess if you're calling after 7 o'clock from a cell phone somewhere, it'll be free. Is that what it is? Cell phone to cell phone or AT&T to AT&T?
If you have AT&T,
Yeah, so that's what it is. We're going to move the phone away from the microphone. It's making weird noises. I don't know. But it's your chance to call in. I'm not gonna edit you. I mean, you can say the people from the backside of the moon, Nazi bases on the backside of the moon did it. I just want to know what your opinion is. I want to get it out because anything is viable now. Things are getting weirder and weirder in our nation.
Can I tell you that conspiracy theory?
What's your conspiracy theory, Lou?
I told you that.
What's your conspiracy theory?
Nazis on the moon
did it. You came up with that?
I told you that.
I didn't realize you came up with that theory.
No, I didn't come up with that. I told you it.
Okay, well, who said it? Okay. In between his naps, Lou came up with the theory that Nazis on the backside of the moon.
I didn't come up with it.
So you're just stealing it from somebody else? Oh, although I do love this because you know how, and I'm not against pot. You guys know that. It grows out of the ground. God made it. That dog's eating something. He's probably eating one of my, like, golf ball or something. Dental floss?
Something.
Eating dental floss. Well, he probably needed it. But it's just stupid to regulate it. I'm for it. People want to do pot. That's fine. But I love it. Now I have an argument. People say, hey, man, nobody on pot ever killed anybody. Now I can say, yeah, this guy was a pothead, and look what he did. You know, I can generalize and totally infuriate the ganja hippies that run around Three Rivers. Oh, you know what? It could have been radioactive marijuana that did this. It's moonshine, too. There's radioactive marijuana, too.
Pot zombies.
There's a movie called Pot Zombies.
Yeah, radioactive marijuana turns people into zombies.
So I was making that up, and it was a real movie plot line, Lou? Is that what you're telling me? Why haven't you shown me that movie, Lou?
I was having trouble getting it.
Okay, Lou. We've got to get that movie, and we've got to screen it here on You Broadcast for everyone. You got to figure out how to play that on there. Boy, I'm getting some... It's like funny, for the first part of the show, audio was really good. Now you hear that clicking and that humming sound? Listen. We're being scanned. Every one of you is being scanned right now. Do you hear that? Yeah, it was again. Yeah, guns don't kill people. Potheads kill people. I'm going to make that t-shirt right now on Zazzle and try it. We'll start selling it. Dutch Jones says, and I'll steal it from Batbag because he said it, guns don't kill people. Potheads kill people. I'm going to make that shirt and I'm going to wear it in Three Rivers because with a big old leaf and a gun on it and not a gun. We'll just put a slash through the leaf. I'll get a picture of a pothead. I'll design the shirt and I'll post it tomorrow where you guys can get it. Unfortunately, where we do our shirts, my phone just fell on the ground. Where we do our shirts, it's on Zazzle, and you have to order them. They're like $25 for a shirt, and we get like $3. Do you have a link to Zazzle on our website, Lou?
I think so.
So we'll have to make sure you can get to it. I just posted it in the chat room. You got to just scroll up, and you'll see where I did the official Code 20 seal. We're going to be selling those T-shirts, and all the money's going to go to defend Christians overseas, Christians that are fighting. Yeah, I could use Cheech and Chong that would be funny with a no symbol over. Thanks, Ed. We'll use it as a fundraiser and split the money between us and Liberty Tree Radio. I think that'd be a good idea. We'll put guns don't kill people, potheads kill people, and just have like silhouettes of Cheech and Chong. I think that would be good. That would be awesome. Some good news. Good news. We've dwelled enough on the old news. Nobody's calling. Scotty hasn't called in, and Olima hasn't called in. It's going to go on your permanent record. Mary hasn't called in. So the Southern Sudanese had a ballot to secede from Sudan, which is predominantly Sharia law in the north, and Darfur and those types of things. The genocide that's been going on against Christians, our black brothers and sisters. Yes, you Nazis listening get all upset because I'm talking about black Christians. I've gotten a bunch of arguments today with people over this in the forums, and I'm not going to go into it because Jesus Christ preached the gospel to all men. Period.
Yes, he did.
And he told us to preach it to all men. But the Sudanese are going to have their own nation. And our missionary, who we support, he's not just our missionary. What's the name of his missionary group, Lou?
Frontline Fellowship.
Frontline Fellowship. Peter Hammond. We've played him on here. I'm going to try and get some interviews with him, but it's Africa. And, like, he's asleep when we're awake. And it's just kind of tough. But he has trained the Christians to fight. He armed them. With a Bible and AK-47s, taught them small unit tactics. They seized tanks, aircraft, and they used them against the Muslims, and now they're independent. Isn't it funny, though, that it's like another north-south thing? Our pastor pointed that out in church yesterday. north and south, north and south. It seems to be going northern Israel, southern Israel when they were rebellious and southern Israel was righteous. I mean, it's not all the time, but it just seems funny that that's the line of demarcation between a godly nation and an ungodly nation. So good news for Christians, there will be a Christian nation in Africa, and it will be called Southern Sudan. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to our church sending more supplies. Actually, we're not like gun running or anything. It's almost impossible. We can barely get guns for us. But we send money, and then they turn they convert the FRNs over there into a means of defense. And we do send Bibles and things like that and whatever we can. We send sermons. We send a load of sermons over there. Strangely enough, everybody else in the world seems to speak English, except Americans. We're not very good at speaking English. So these other places around the world will do it. So that's good news. Well, we had some other good news. I'm trying to think what it was. We had another family come to church. We mentioned that when I was doing my recruiting. I don't know if I mentioned it on Liberty Tree Radio. You folks, we've got to gather. We've got to circle the wagons. This is just another sign of it, and we're looking for families to come to our Christian Covenant community. If you are a Christian militant and you have a worldview of occupation and not retreat, if you have a worldview of dominion, and if you're not sitting on your hands waiting for a cosmic bailout from God, and you want to be about His work, spreading the great word of salvation, check us out. Come to DutchJones.info, DutchJones.info. Tell me you're interested in finding out what our community is like. We're looking for families. We're going to make our own town. We're going to elect our own mayor. We're going to take turns being sheriff, take turns being fire chief. We got a fire truck on the way. Everybody's basically going to be law enforcement. That's the plan. You know, like all males over 18 carry a pistol, that kind of thing. We've been working with the county. We're unincorporated right now. We've got about, I would say if we get everybody here that supports us, that want, you know, when the stuff hits the fan, we'd have about 200 people. The whole town's only 480 people right now, and most of them are either neutral or hippies. There's about 50 of us that are hardcore patriots. And Christians, so we just got to get those. How the heck are you going to get a truck? Well, we bought it from the government, from an old California Department of Forestry fire truck. Somebody donated it. It's down in Bakersfield. We got to find out about getting it up here. We're beginning our training, fire department training, next Sunday. We're going to start training everybody on how to fight fires. That's my background. Stacy's going to be in charge of the dog. We're going to paint spots on Ruger and make him a Dalmatian. And he's going to be the firehouse dog. We've got about 10 acres that we're going to dedicate for the town center. The church is going to donate that to the community. We're going to build a firehouse and like a town hall. We got plans, people. What we need are doers. What we need are people that are willing to break ground, plant some corn. We're going to plant broccoli and Brussels sprouts and all kinds of healthy food. We need to get cattle up here. We got grazing area. We got water, we got land, we got a few homes. You got a mobile home you want to come up? I don't know. We'll work it out. You got enough resources? You want to come up here and buy one of these holiday cabins and live in it? If you're stoic like I am, heck, me and the rest of the Dutch Jones clan, we live in a converted milk house. It was work because we live on a... Well, no. First, they used it to store the milk from the dairy. Then after that, when the dairy went to become a ranch, a working cattle ranch, then it was the bunkhouse, Stacy. You forgot the chronology. And then after that, when it was a drug treatment facility, a Christian drug rehab place, it was where the women lived, and then the men lived in what is now the library. We got 22 acres, including the church, a few homes. We got fruit trees planted, but we need to plant more. We're a resource for you guys. You know, of course, we got to get along. You know, courtship. Thank you for that. I keep using the word. Make sure we fit on. Because you may not like us. I'm pretty weird. I scare a lot of people. And that's what I'm told. When they come to church and I'm wearing a sidearm and teaching a class on... Yeah, I've been told I scare people away because I'm too militant. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to. So what I've been doing is carrying concealed when we have visitors or when I'm, like, doing training and stuff. I carry concealed. You know, I don't want to cause my brother to stumble, and I don't want to chase somebody away that just needs a little education, needs to be educated to know that Christians have a duty to be armed. Yeah, so we've got to be a little understanding, but not too much. Stacy wears her pistol openly when she – at least she did this Sunday – But so we're inviting you to check us out, to correspond with our pastor, Warren Mark Campbell. Listen on Thursdays, folks. Practical Christianity. He comes up and he'll take your calls. He'll talk to. Hey, it's playing. Oh, I got a call coming in. Maybe I should just let. Maybe I should let this play. I love this song. Go ahead, Lane.
Hi, Judge. There's some new developments in Shauna Ford's trial story.
Okay, let's. Yeah, we got about 14 minutes. Go ahead and share them.
Okay, great. Eric Larson, her attorney, filed a motion today, and believe it or not, this is posted on MarketWatch.com and nowhere else. Says here, Mr. Larson's motion stated that as a personal friend of Judge Roll, the guy who was killed, he was emotionally devastated by Saturday's shooting and was therefore unable to effectively prepare for the voir dire jury selection, which was to begin tomorrow. He also argued that the jury pool would be seriously affected and that Tucson, even with a metro population of 1 million, has a small-town mentality. He was concerned that the commonality of the 9-year-old victims and the issue of illegal border crossing. He was concerned about, okay.
Yeah, he's trying to tie the two together desperately.
Judge Leonardo denied the motion, stating the need to maintain standards of professionalism even in the face of these deeply tragic events.
Wow. Wow, that's
the show must go on.
Yeah, we've got to crucify this white woman. Sorry, I had to put that in there.
Well, there's also something else that's interesting. There's a post on Luciane.com, Luciane.com, about, and I sent you a link to it, about Dupnik being responsible for the shooter. Apparently, this kid was really bad, and people knew he was bad long before this happened.
Okay.
And Dupnik didn't arrest him. Nobody arrested him. Nobody did anything for him, you know, to him. Nobody tried to get him any help. So some people are saying Dupnik should be fired because of this, or he should be indicted because he failed to protect the public from this kid who shot the congresswoman and what, 6 other people.
So this pot smoking gunman, I got to keep putting that in there.
Yeah.
Could be this, and him not taking action prior could be the reason he took the Fifth Amendment in that press conference. Did you hear that?
I don't know. Yeah, I heard you mention it, and I'm thinking, whoa, that's really interesting.
Yeah, I'm glad Ed mentioned that because I didn't hear that part.
So what we did is we added 2 more reasons to 10 reasons why Shauna Ford can't receive a fair trial. Now it's 12 reasons.
Okay.
So the 11th reason is Shauna's lawyer, Eric Larson, says he is too emotionally devastated by the death of Judge Roll to do voir dire properly. Number 12, strange. Judge Leonardo rules the trial must adhere to the schedule, despite Larson's motion and the Giffords assassination attempt. And then we put at the bottom of it, to be continued, because there will be more reasons why Shauna Ford cannot get a fair trial in Pima County.
Well, yeah, when you have the sheriff come out and say that this is the mecca for hate. Oh, and by the way, we got this woman that we're prosecuting for a hate crime. Go ahead and get a. We don't want to taint the jury pool, so I'll just come out and mention that. If anything, and on the other side of it, let's play the other side of it, you've got a case for a mistrial right there for him doing this. You know,
right.
Saying that it's mecca of hate, he's tainting the jury pool. I can hear the disgust in your sigh.
Well, there's so many ways that this could be, you know, there could be a mistrial. Like, for example, what was revealed by the prosecution late last week, like on Thursday or Friday, whatever it was this guy, Leland Sprout or something like that, mm-hmm. who supposedly was the fourth man in the Arivaca massacre. And Eric Larson, Shauna's attorney, asked for a continuance. He asked for a delay to allow him to investigate this fourth person. And the judge denied that. And people who've been on the legal scene and are familiar with criminal trials have told me, this is a mistrial. that's an automatic reason for mistrial, because he would not allow the defense enough time to prepare for this this extra evidence or this extra person that was brought up by the prosecution. That is a reversible error.
Now, interesting enough, that individual you're speaking of, it sent me an email saying he wanted some time on the radio to dispute the things that were said on the radio interview I did with you and then the radio interview I did with Shauna from the jail. And I said, well, I'll let you on if you answer me a few questions. And one of them was, how do you know she's guilty? And this was his answer. Well, I don't know that she's not guilty. And I was like, okay.
Well, you're talking about Chuck Stonex, not Leland Sprout.
Okay, the different guys. Well, I thought that Stonex was considered to be the fourth guy, too.
Well, you know, there were some left-wing websites that speculated that he was. And I was actually on the Texas Minuteman Truth News with him yesterday. I got a perfect 15 minutes, which was great. And then Chuck had to bloviate for an hour after that. And I fenced with him because he's just making up all kinds of lies to fit what the prosecutor thinks or to make Shauna look guilty. And it appears to me that even though the prosecutor told me today, my testimony may not be necessary as a witness, which makes me happy in a lot of ways. It seems to me if Chuck is going to get on the stand and tell these lies about who said what to whom and who did what to whom on May 30th, I may be required to take the stand just to tell the truth.
Now,
because he's lying like a rug.
Now, one of the things, the reason he's, I think, keen this is he supposedly treated Bush's leg wound. Is
That's
that,
true.
But yet, why wasn't he arrested for aiding and abetting after the fact? Anybody can tell what a bullet wound is. He treated it. Did he call the police after he treated Bush, or did he just let it go until he was discovered?
He let it go until he was discovered. And as far as what that wound looked like, I've been asked directly by the prosecutor, and I saw that wound, and you know, did you see the bullet wound? And I said, I don't know what kind of wound it was, because I'm not a medically trained person.
Sure.
I don't know what a bullet wound looks like.
Okay. When you see one, you know it. It's pretty, they're pretty clear unless they're using some kind of weird round. But, yeah, that's a safe thing to say. I don't know. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a trauma surgeon.
I'm not. I can't speak authoritatively on that subject. If somebody got some shrapnel or got a bullet fragment or something like that, rather than a complete bullet, I don't know what that kind of wound would look like.
I just find it funny that he admits to treating one of the known gunmen, at least hypothetically or allegedly, let me put that word in there, and he's testifying for the prosecution. It just seems to me that he's involved in some way. And then my other question was, what have you been promised for your testimony? He says, nothing. I said, well, then why are you doing it? He goes, because it's my American duty. And I was just like, you know, dude, you got nothing to add.
Yeah, you know? It's your duty to torpedo a white Christian conservative minute woman who was trying to save her country from the scourge of drug dealers and human trafficking and of child prostitution. Yeah, it's your duty to torpedo your comrade in arms.
Now,
thank you very much.
When did he switch his tune? Because I Googled his name, and I found a ton of stuff where he was standing by Shauna. She was innocent. This is a setup. She wasn't there. She would never do this. What changed it for him? Do you have any insight on that, when he suddenly went for the prosecution side?
I don't know. I really don't know what changed his mind. I know that he and I talked back and forth after we found out that everybody had been arrested, and for a while he was okay, and then he wasn't okay, and I don't know what changed his mind. You know, maybe the prosecutor's got something on him and is blackmailing him.
Well, I noticed
who knows?
A bunch of exchanges between him and the San Diego Minuteman, Jeff Swilk.
That was
just outrageous. I mean, we're talking, it was just beyond anything to do with the case. It was just hate. Talk about hate. Pictures of Jeff Swilk dressed up as a woman dancing went back and forth. It just showed how ugly things are on the border. And then, you know, he's diehard defending her. And then all of a sudden it just switches. And it's very confusing to me.
I'm confused by it, too. But, you know, my taste in men obviously isn't very good, because I actually thought Chuck was a decent guy, but I don't anymore.
Do we ever really know anybody anymore? People have gotten really good at putting up fronts. So don't knock yourself too much. But well, I know that Jeff Schwilk, who is hugely against Shauna, also put out that good people that I know in the Campo Minutemen are traitors and plants and everything. So he sounds like a fanatical individual. And normally I don't like to do that on this show, but I just can't believe the stupidity and the ugliness out there over this case, that these people are willing to voice these kind of things in the public venue. So that to me makes them fair game.
Well, of course, if you put yourself out there, or as the legal definition of public person goes, more or less, if you thrust yourself or insert yourself into the vortex of a controversy in a public venue, then you do become a public person, and therefore you are subject to all kinds of defamation and slander, and your standard of proof is very much higher than if you were a private person. And I've attempted to explain this to some people who were completely completely raggedy around the edges with no logic whatsoever, and they still keep inserting themselves. And this is the same thing that's going to happen to Chuck, because when he started talking about this and bloviating and adding to the story and changing his story repeatedly with the media, other Minutemen decided they didn't want to have anything to do with him, because they saw what he had to offer and they thought, we don't want to have anything to do with him.
Well, we continue to pray for justice to be done. I've been getting emails from Crystal, Shauna's niece, just thanking me for airing this, because nobody else, well, obviously other people are. You are on another radio show, but we just continue to pray for justice to be done down there in Pima County. You know, God can do anything, and we just keep praying that Shauna will be exonerated, that Dupnik will be vindicated. You know, will be just. We got to see what's going on down there, people. You don't ignore this. Don't let this go unwatched. We're just a little voice in the wilderness here. Spread the word around about the Shauna Ford story. Go ahead and give the websites out again, all of them, and say them slow. My listeners are very slow with their crayons, so they can get information on this and more.
Okay, the main website is Justice for Shauna Ford, and that's spelled shawnaford.com. And there are a few more websites, shaunaford.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. That's one of the places we showcase her writing. The other website is shaunaford.com, shawnaford.com. Then there's a couple of other websites. A website that has an excerpt from my upcoming book, Blonde on the Border, The Government's Case Against the Minutemen, is blonde, B-L-O-N-D-E, on the border.com. And then, of course, there's my own personal website, lainelawless.com, L-A-I-N-E. LAWLESS.com. So I have some strange and offbeat things on my own personal website that I wouldn't put on, you know, the other website for Shauna.
Okay, yeah, I have to separate my weird life from this thing too, so I understand that. So
yeah,
I
think it's really important for people to pray for Shauna. Every time I talk to somebody, I ask them to pray. I asked them to give a donation, even if they can do something small, so she can get things from the commissary and make phone calls to her loved ones.
Sure.
It's really important for somebody who's inside to have contact with people on the outside.
Yeah. Let's not forget our warriors behind the wire. The Bible tells us, do not forget our friends and family and people in prisons. We must go to them, pray for them, and help them. Lane, thank you for calling in. I really, really, really appreciate it. I'll talk to you later, my sister. And we will get back to this... Yeah, I make sure I hung up there. I see the phones make a noise. We will get back to these issues and others again tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, don't forget, the second hour here on Liberty Tree Radio will be Steve... I gotta unplug it. Steve Klein with Code 20, AbolishIslam.com. AbolishIslam.com. God bless you and all you do for the holy cause of liberty. Don't forget, we need your prayers and your financial support. We've gone over because Lou forgot to play the music on time again. I got to beat him with the chord. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless you and all you do for the holy cause of liberty.